January 8, 1903. The Claim of Redemption. Ellen G. White. The giving of tithes and offerings is an acknowledgement of God's claim on us by creation, and also of His claim on us by redemption. Because all our power is derived from Christ, these offerings are to flow from us to God. They are to keep ever before us the claim of redemption, the greatest of all claims, and the one that involves every other. The realization of the sacrifice made in our behalf is ever to be fresh in our minds, and is ever to exert an influence on our thoughts and plans. Christ is to be indeed as one crucified among us. Know ye not that ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. And what a price has been paid for us! Behold the cross, the victim uplifted upon it. Look at those hands, pierced with the cruel nails. Look at his feet, fastened with spikes to the tree. Christ bore our sins in his own body. That suffering, that agony, is the price of your redemption. The word of command was given: deliver them from going down to perish eternally. I have found a ransom. The wonderful love of God, manifest in Christ, is the science and the song of the heavenly universe. Should it not call forth from us gratitude and praise? Know you not that He loved us and gave Himself for us, that we in return should give ourselves to Him? Oh, that the impenitent might see and understand that the Spirit of God is leading them with inexpressible solicitude and gracious importunity to the feet of Jesus, and that He who was delivered for your offenses was raised for your justification, and is waiting to receive your homage. Why should not love to Christ be expressed to the world by all who receive Him in faith, as verily as His love has been expressed to those for whom He died? Christ is represented as hunting, searching for the sheep that was lost. It is His love that encircles us, bringing us back to the fold, giving us the privilege of sitting together with Him in heavenly places. When the blessed light of the Sun of Righteousness shines into our hearts, and we rest in peace and joy in the Lord, then let us praise the Lord. Praise Him who is the health of our countenance and our God. Let us praise Him not in words only, but by the consecration to Him of all that we are and all that we have. How much owest thou unto my Lord? Compute this you cannot. Is there part of your being that He has not redeemed? Is there anything in your possession that is not already His? When He calls for it, will you selfishly grasp it as your own? Will you keep it back and apply it to some other purpose than the salvation of souls? It is in this way that thousands of souls are lost. How can we better show that we appreciate God's sacrifice, His great gift to our world, than by bringing Him gifts and offerings with praise and thanksgiving on our lips, because of the great love wherewith He has loved us and drawn us to Himself? Looking up to heaven in supplication, present yourselves to God as His servants, acknowledging that all you have is His, saying, Lord, of Thine own we freely give Thee. Standing in view of the cross of Calvary, seeing the Son of God crucified for you, let your earnest inquiry be, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? Of the apostles it is written, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Still, the heavenly universe is waiting for channels through which God's love may flow to the world. The same power that the apostles had is for those now in God's service. Mrs. E. G. White.